This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Tropical Storm Hillary has now entered the history books as the first to hit Southern California in 84 years. Hillary made landfall on Mexico's Baja California coast Sunday, causing floods and mudslides. In California, officials closed parks and beaches and canceled events. Hillary is now a post-tropical cyclone. Rain and wind in Los Angeles toppled trees, downed power lines, and closed roads. Several records have been broken for daily rainfall amounts in the Los Angeles area. The official weather station for LA measured 1.53 inches of rain, breaking a record that was set in 1906. Wind-swept heavy rain is expected to continue, with multiple counties in California declaring states of emergency. The historic amount of rainfall from the storm across the southwestern U.S. is expected to cause life-threatening flooding through the next few days. And if a tropical storm and record rainfall and flooding weren't enough, there was a magnitude 5.1 earthquake in Southern California on Sunday. The epicenter of the quake was in Ojai between Santa Barbara and Ventura and occurred along the Cesar Fault. There were no immediate reports of damage. Shaking was felt throughout Los Angeles and surrounding communities, according to a USGS tool that allows residents to self-report their experiences. At least two aftershocks measuring 3.1 and 3.6 on the Richter scale followed the initial earthquake. Gun-related deaths among children in the United States reached a distressing peak in 2021, claiming 4,752 young lives and surpassing the record total of gun deaths in children during the first year of the pandemic. This grim reality marks the second consecutive year in which gun-related injuries have been the leading cause of death among children and adolescents, surpassing motor vehicle deaths, drug overdoses, and cancer. Maryland has reported the first locally acquired malaria case in 40 years. The latest case was reported in the Washington, D.C. area by a patient who had not traveled outside the U.S. The patient had gone to a hospital after experiencing fever and sweating. Malaria is a mosquito-borne disease common in developing nations. It was all but eliminated from the U.S. by 1951. More than 2,000 cases of malaria are reported every year in the U.S., but nearly all involve travelers who acquired the infection overseas. But this year, besides the case in Maryland, 7 cases of locally acquired malaria in Florida and 1 in Texas have been reported since May. There was no evidence of a connection between the Florida cases and the Texas infection, and the Maryland patient had not traveled to those states. Helena, Montana native Suga Sean O'Malley electrified the UFC world with his 2-round upset of reigning champion Alamon Sterling for the bantamweight title Saturday night at TD Garden in Boston. O'Malley captured the bantamweight title at UFC 292. Early in the second round of the Ultimate Fighting Championship bout, O'Malley struck a second-round technical knockout on the favored defending champion. After a fairly uneventful first round, O'Malley threw a powerful right-handed punch to knock Sterling to the canvas, then blasted Sterling, regarded as the best bantamweight of all time, with a barrage of strikes to force the referee to stop the fight 51 seconds into the second round and give 28-year-old Suga Sean O'Malley the undisputed title. Sean O'Malley was celebrated on social media as one of the cleanest, most precise strikers in MMA, or mixed martial arts, fighting. A revitalized pizza place in downtown Cody, Wyoming is drumming up conversation about wildlife etiquette as well as serving up pizza pies. Tossers Pizza and Beer is in a gateway town to Yellowstone National Park. The novelty of the name Tossers is from an image on a brochure from Yellowstone National Park showing a person being tossed into the air from getting too close to a bison. The pizza shop's logo is the image of a man being tossed into the air by a bison alongside a beer and pizza, hence the name Tossers. The name also elicits the image of pizza dough being tossed into the air, so between the two, the reference to pizza and wildlife awareness serves Tossers well. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.